The Daily News article, Audio, Today in Science and Environment. A mix of science and tradition helps restore relics in China's Forbidden City. It's highly technical work in what looks more like a lab than a museum. A fragment of a glazed roof tile from Beijing's Forbidden City is analyzed in a state-of-the-art X-ray diffraction machine that produces images which are then projected onto computer screens. The fragment being examined has a dark area on its surface that restorers want to understand. Their objective is to better preserve the artifacts at the sprawling Imperial Palace, the former home of China's emperors and its seat of power for hundreds of years. "We want to learn what the black material is," said Kang Baoqiang, one of the restorers at the complex. "Today, a museum that attracts tourists from all over the world. Whether it's atmospheric sediment or the result of substantial change from within." About 150 workers on the team fuse scientific analysis and traditional techniques to clean, patch up, and otherwise revive the more than 1.8 million relics in the museum's collection. They include scroll paintings, calligraphy, bronzes, ceramics, and, somewhat unexpectedly, ornate antique clocks that were gifted to emperors by early European visitors. Down the hall from the X-ray room, two other restorers patch up holes on a panel of patterned green silk with the Chinese character for longevity sewn into it, carefully adding color in a process called inpainting. The piece is believed to have been a birthday gift to Empress Dowager Cixi, the power behind the throne in the late 19th and early 20th century. Much of the work is laborious and monotonous, and takes months to complete. "I don't have the big dreams of protecting traditional cultural heritage that people talk about," said Wang Nan, one of the restorers. "I simply enjoy the sense of achievement when an antique piece is fixed." Restoration techniques have also evolved, said Kuo Feng, head of the museum's conservation department, though the old ways remain the foundation of the work. "When we preserve an antique piece, we protect the cultural values it carries," Kuo said, "and that is our ultimate goal." Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.